Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is again Nicole Simmental. She's the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Nicole, you know, as you are this premier organist of the Diocese of Columbus, one of the best organists of the Diocese of Columbus.
I don't know about that, Father.
I wanted to talk to you about music and the importance of music to us as followers of Christ. So let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of the gifts that you have blessed us with as humans, our appreciation of truth and beauty, our appreciation of the good things of this world and the wonderful things that we experience. We ask, O Lord, that you help us to see through these things your creating and loving hand. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, you know, Nicole, music is very important to all of us, I think, as humans. You know, we listen to music. We've grown up with music. There are songs that kind of capture the essence of what it means to be human, mm-hmm. or the different moments of our life, you know. Music is very powerful, too, you know, as a tool for evangelization. And it's also very powerful, a powerful tool which the Lord uses in our relationship with Him. So I wanted to kind of talk to you about the power of music, the beauty of music, the importance of music, just in general.
Sure.
What is it about music that humans are so attracted to?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you referenced, music accompanies us along many journeys throughout our life, you know, whether it's in the car, on the radio, whether it's a song that reminds us of a childhood memory or just something, you know, oh, I always hear my parents listening to that, or, you know, even further in church, I remember those songs in church. It just brings us to certain brings us back a lot of nostalgia with music. And I think that's because music is not only just powerful in that regard, but also it brings about certain truths in our lives. It brings us, it brings emotions out in us, which then causes us to really think about what we're listening to. A lot of times it's dealing with the text of what we hear. Sometimes, you know, we listen to music without text too, and that can have a powerful influence on us. But the text sometimes really draws us or draws upon truths that we have become to believe, especially, you know, in religious music.
So it seems to me what you're saying is that it really touches upon all the different aspects of our humanity. So
right.
We say, so first of all, humans are emotional. They have mm-hmm. passions. And the music, you know, maybe the melody or the rhythm strikes our passion, which even, you know, even prior to that, we're bodily. You know,
sure.
We've got bodies. And so the rhythm of music or, you know, the cadence of music, it kind of strikes our ears, you know. It impacts our body. So there's also a certain physicality to music. As I said, emotions. Mm-hmm. But then also, as you bring up, it also strikes our reason, too, and our intellect.
Sure.
That kind of, I think, looking at the words, the lyrics, and how they speak to us. But there seems to be an even greater power of the lyrics because they're backed up with a melody or with music.
Sure. Yeah, it brings an extra element to it. When you start layering things on top of each other, it becomes something more than just reading a text, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminds me of, you know, St. Augustine says, you know, those who sing pray twice. And people always laugh at that, like, well, I can't sing. And it's like, no, actually the quote says those who sing well pray twice, which then people are like, well, that doesn't encourage me. But however, what he means by that is those who sing with fervor, with intent, pray twice. Therefore, those who, you know, it doesn't matter what type of voice you have or what, you know, it's the intent behind it. And that's where the power comes in too, because it has, because of the many layers, just like us as humans having many layers, then that brings out the power and the beauty in that. So I think there, yeah, like you said, there are a lot of different elements to it.
Excellent. If you're tuning in with us, this is Father Adam Streitenberger, and you're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. With me today is Nicole Simmental. She is the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. We've been talking a little bit about music. So, you know, we've talked about this, you know, this little the theory of music, you know, and why it's so important to us as humans. I would also throw in with that also memory. It seems that, you know, music, at least when truths are sung, they kind of sink more deeply into our memory. But what does this all have to do with us as followers of Christ, as disciples of Christ? We don't hear, at least explicitly, we don't hear that Jesus sang in the Gospels, although there seems to be some evidence that on the cross he was at least reciting the Psalms, which we know the Psalms were they're songs. They're meant to be sung, you know, meant to be chanted. What's the importance of music for us as followers of Christ? And you could kind of even look at this, I think, in your own personal experience.
Sure. Yeah. Going back, I will relate to it in my personal journey with music, starting as a young child. I think all of us as children, you know, we either get involved in sports or, you know, playing an instrument or something along those lines. And I remember I was playing the piano. I was studying with my piano teacher, and she was the organist at the church. And so I would go to Mass, and I would just, like, just be in the choir loft with her, and I would go to all the Masses because I just was drawn to the music and to the organ and to its influence in the church. And I loved to sing as well, and I wanted to be in choir and kind of, but I think the reason why, you know, that got me involved in the church in a really powerful way from when I was a young child, and then continued throughout my life. I started playing in the church when I was 12 years old, and so, you know, that just, and I just kept doing it from then on. And but I think for me personally, the music, because it touches on all of the emotions, I think it had such a it had a powerful influence on my relationship with the Lord, because it drew me closer to Him, because I was able to reflect on texts more abundantly than I could just reading them. And I think that is because of the power of music. Also, the memory that you say, like, how many of us can remember a song that we sang as a child in our, you know, second grade communion class or wherever it might be? Like, we can remember those things. And it's not just because, you know, the Lord has given us intellect and memory. It has real, when we remember things that are important to us, we remember things that, like, bring us closer to the Lord. So, like, therefore, that, I think, helps us in our relationship with the Lord because of the memory, because of the emotions, because of the text that we're able to more reflect on.
So we can say, I think for sure, that music really becomes an opportunity, especially if it's well done and if it's Christ-centered. It becomes the opportunity to encounter Christ.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, all different kinds of music can become an opportunity to encounter Christ. But I think especially we find, like, more explicit, you know, reference to Christ adds to that. And so just as with any encounter in our life or experience with Christ, we hold on to those things and it kind of becomes a source for the future, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
The, you know, it's interesting. So many people, I think, have, especially in the music business, you know, we might say, have really been taught by the church to sing. And the church really is a custodian of this great gift to Western civilization and the human race.
Yeah, I often think of, too, you know, how many times at church you might hear a hymn and you don't hear anyone singing, and then you bring out a hymn like Immaculate Mary, and the church just, you know, it's like, whoa, where did all those people come from? Mm-hmm. Because it because of the devotion to Our Lady, because of the text, because it's something they grew up with from a child, like, that just sparks this in them, like, oh, I can sing out with, you know, full voice, and it has meaning behind it. And I think that's where we encounter Christ, is when we can reflect on, why does that have meaning? There's a reason. If something if I can remember something, there has to be a reason why I can. And therefore, like, a lot of that, we encounter Christ in those memories.
Yeah. It. What also I think from your own story strikes me is how training someone in music also becomes an opportunity to disciple them in following the Lord too, you know? And I think that's maybe a challenge for all parishes and for the diocese and for Catholic education, I would say as well, is, you know, music is a way that we can, you know, and especially teaching music can become a way really to ground people in the faith and to give them an encounter with Christ.
Yeah, most definitely. If I didn't get involved at that in the church, I'm not sure I'd be one who's continuing to go to church.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I look at my brothers, I look at, you know, it's just, that wouldn't have been the case. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Nicole, for this time together. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have given us all these great gifts to appreciate your great gift of music. Help us through music to draw ever closer to Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Nicole Simmental, the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. Until next time, peace and all good.